The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
Good, good. Well, on to the topic at hand, contractors. I mean, they can be lifesavers, miracle workers, or they can be just a total dud. I've had my share of total duds. What was I doing wrong? How do I find a good contractor?
Well, you know, it can be a challenge to find a good contractor, especially this time of year when a lot of folks are fixing up their homes. And, of course, the very best place to start is to talk with your friends and neighbors who've had some work done recently. People love to brag when they've done something well, and they usually aren't shy about complaining when someone has done shoddy work. Another really good idea, talk to people who work at your local hardware store or a lumber store. Local business people who serve the construction industry, they know who pays the bills regularly, who gets jobs done on time, and who has the best reputation. You should also cross-reference referrals if you can.
Now, how do I do that?
Well, for starters, check them for complaints with the Better Business Bureau, but you don't have to jump to conclusions if there are complaints. Just see if the dispute has been resolved. And number two, check their work with references. Ask the contractor to let you see some of his other jobs, and if you can, talk to those homeowners. And third, check the person out on online review sites. But just one really important note of caution, don't rely just on one review site. Consult several.
All right. I know this is an ongoing debate. I should not always trust online reviews.
No. Overall, you can totally trust them. You just want to apply a little common sense and scrutiny because some companies might plant reviews to increase their rankings. For instance, we've heard about some reviews that have been written anonymously by a company's employees. Some reviews might have been paid for. Companies hire people to write glowing reviews. Or a rival company might write a negative review about a contractor.
And that sounds like a total mess. So how do I know what's real?
It's not hard. It's just a matter of applying a little judgment and legwork. So check reviews of the person on various sites. Like I said, just don't rely on one. And when you see extreme reviews like, "Don't let this guy set foot on your property," or "It's the best experience of my life," take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And balance positive and negative reviews. If you find a negative comment about a contractor you're interested in, check to see if he resolved it.
All right. Let's say I found my contractor. I think I found the person I want to work on my house. How do I protect myself when it's time to sign the contract?
Well, first, you want to get itemized bids from three contractors so that you get a good number of bids to compare. And itemizing is important so you can see where the costs are assigned. So if you need to trim, you can find specifics that you might be able to do without. And some things that your contract should include is that the contractor will get all the permits and the approvals, that it names the start and end dates for the projects, and a payment schedule. And just as a tip, be sure to specify 15 to 30% for the final payment. So you're holding something back, and that final payment should be made only if the work is totally completed and you were able to verify that the subcontractors have been paid. Speaking of subcontractors, before you hire out the job, ask who'll be in charge of the job site and meet the foreman.
Okay, so say I've signed a deal with a contractor and he's hired the team. What happens if the crew then is not reliable or they show up late or maybe sometimes not at all?
If you need to throw a hissy fit, because it is tempting to do so, do it privately. Then take a deep breath. And really, if the problem is chronic, then document your grievances. You know, note the days and times that the crew failed to show and for how long. Make note of delayed deliveries of materials, appliances, and then take photos of any shoddy work or inferior materials. And talk to your contractor away from the crew. If that doesn't work, then you need to consider other options like firing them, getting an attorney, or going to small claims court. And usually it doesn't come to that, but we'll have info about all that at houselogic.com/radio.
All right. Thank you, Christina. This has been very, very helpful. Maybe my next big job around the house is going to be absolutely dud-free.
Well, I hope so. But if you need a refresher on anything, just go to houselogic.com/radio, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Looking forward to it. For more tips on working with contractors, by the way, visit houselogic.com/radio. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.